second meditation, the heart of our Heavenly Father is open.
O Eterne Deus, nunc tibi placeat, ut in amore illo ardeas, ut membra illa simus, quae fecis in eorem amore cum filium tuum genuisti in prima aurora.
Today we continue the preparation for the feast of our Heavenly Father. In Genesis 1:26, God said, "Let us make man in our own image, in the likeness of ourselves." The center of our personality as human beings is our heart. Only when our heart is involved in all what we do, our deeds will have the full expression. As human beings, we know different dimensions of pain in our life. The pain of our heart is especially grievous and can penetrate us if we are not loved or our love is refused. This is because our heart is longing for love. If we are aware of this longing or not. On the other side, we are full of joy if we receive real love and we can share our love. But our heart will be empty and cold if love is dying. We can open our heart to God and to the people, but we also can close our heart before God and people. Our heart is most sensitive. Out of our heart are coming good and bad things. We have to decide what we let live in our heart and what has to be purified and redeemed from the Lord. If we discover evil in our heart, we have to bring this to the Lord and ask Him to touch the evil with His Holy Spirit, that we will be transformed. On our way with Christ, we speak about the need to convert our heart. That means that our heart will be transformed and that we can surrender our heart totally to God.
Ante omnem creaturam et in spice necessitatem super nos cari et abstrae a manomis propter filium tuum et perduc nos in letitia.
We know that Jesus gave us the two basic commandments. Mark 12:30-31. You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this. You must love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these. If we discover in our hearts something in contradiction to these commandments, then we should bring this to the Lord and ask for forgiveness. God Himself has a heart, because He is love. All what God is doing comes from this love and is love. Always it was love in all what God was doing. Also in the moment when we were created. Always and ever is love the motivation of God's works. Let us listen and understand how strong is the longing of God's heart to be united with us. How strong He wants to live with His children as a beloved Father. In God's heart is no darkness. Never His heart is turned away from love. If we refuse His love, God remains faithful. 2 Timotheus 2:13. God cannot deny Himself. With words of tenderness, He let us understand how much He loves us, how much He is suffering because of His people, who are always in danger to go away from their loving Father. It is a pain for our Father if we refuse His love. God does not need our love to be complete. No, He is complete. But because He is complete, His love is even stronger, because He wants to share the richness of His love without any personal interest. Only if we answer to His love, all can be realized what God has prepared for us.
The communion verse we listen to is a part of Psalm 34. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in Him.
Et calix meus inebriansquam preclarus est.